Most people who come out to campaign events want to hear a presidential candidate's views on a wide range of issues. But in New Hampshire, there are others with a much more specific agenda. These people call themselves bird dogs or bird doggers. They're activists who ask questions about a particular issue, and if they don't get an answer, they keep on asking. New Hampshire Public Radio's Raquel Maria Dillon met some bird dogs in training.
Liana Foxvogue has recruited a couple dozen high school students to spend a Saturday afternoon learning about trade policy. She's a paid youth organizer with the American Friends Service Committee, and she's teaching them how to be bird dogs.
Pin them down on the issue. A yes or no question is really good. If elected president, will you commit to opposing the free trade area of the Americas?
She's coaching these students to engage in grassroots politics, New Hampshire style. The trick, she says, is to be bold, to research a candidate's record, and to ask direct yes or no questions. The volunteer students practiced on a pretend candidate.
But I just wanted to make a couple of short comments about my candidacy for president and see if you had any quick questions.
Veteran local organizer Arnie Alpert donned an oversized blazer and a red tie. He had the candidate routine down. The courtroom hand gestures of John Edwards, the calm smile of John Kerry, and the fast-talking energy of Howard Dean.
So if that was included, though, would you be able to resist the interests of big corporations who are trying to outsource the labor by signing the not signing the FTAA?
I'm going to be president of the people. Yeah, other question? Yes, in the back there, yeah.
I think you're being kind of vague. Can you give us a yes or no answer on whether you stop the neoliberalist policies?
What do you mean by neoliberalist policies? I'm proud of being a liberal.
Alpert and Foxvogue hope this rehearsal will serve the students well at a real campaign event. Bird dogs are motivated by idealism and passion for their issues. Foxvogue says bird dogs educate the candidates, the public, and the media.
We can have an effect on national policy and on the presidential debate and on the whole discourse by getting out there and talking.
Bird dogging isn't particularly new. In fact, Howard Dean's New Hampshire campaign director, Karen Hicks, used to be a bird dog herself.
Bird dogging is part of the New Hampshire tradition, the political tradition here, and people are free to come and ask whatever's on their mind.
At campaign events, bird doggers try to look like any other undecided New Hampshire voter. So last month, when 86-year-old Irene Irving went to a Joe Lieberman event at a Concord retirement home, she composed her questions ahead of time and tried to catch the candidate's eye.
Maybe I'll take one more question. If anybody has it, there's
a question. If elected president, what would you do to get our country on a course toward non-proliferation, towards armed control and the elimination of nuclear weapons?
Look, I've spent more than a decade on the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Lieberman talked about his experience with foreign policy, quoted from the Bible, and criticized the Bush administration before he finally said diplomacy is the key to nonproliferation. Afterwards, Irving said his answer left her wondering a bit.
He wasn't as specific as I would like him to be. He agreed that we should go back to the treaties. I think he said that. I just would like to have had a little more detail.
Patrick Karkin says there's one more step. He runs a website called birddogger.org where activists can post reports on their campaign trail exploits and document the candidates' responses. He says leftist organizations gravitate to bird dogging because fringe groups don't have enough money to hire lobbyists or make significant campaign donations. But anyone can study up and ask a question.
The average politician is a generalist, and if they're getting up and they're doing a stump speech, they were prepped by experts and analysts. 2 weeks later, they probably won't even know what it is they said. I could go circles around the candidates on at least one issue.
For bird dogs, hunting season comes only once every 4 years, so they're trying to make the most of it. After New Hampshire voters cast their ballots in late January, the politicians will move on, and the pace and style of campaigning will change. Voters in other states won't have nearly as many chances to quiz the candidates in person on the issues. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.